You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
So, good morning, everyone. How many people in America know that Houston, Texas is the fourth largest city in this
country?
I
did not know that.
Indeed. Well, this week, people are going to know that the new mayor of that fourth largest city is Anise Parker, a comptroller, mayor-elect of the city of Houston, Texas, who becomes mayor after winning a runoff election over the weekend. Mayor Parker, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
And congratulations.
Thank you. It's been a long campaign, and I'm glad that phase is over. I'm looking forward to the transition into the mayor's office.
Well, one of the things that's interesting about talking about Houston, first of all, is that it is a city that is very different from the red state demographic of Texas broadly. And your election itself is in some ways a pitting of the fiscal woes of the city of Houston against the sort of culture wars that we've heard about throughout America. You're the largest city now, Houston, to elect an openly gay mayor. Some people are calling you, Anise Parker, a national political celebrity. What symbol do you choose to project this morning?
I want to focus on the city of Houston. The city of Houston would surprise a lot of people. We are a diverse international city, and actually one of the most diverse cities in America, with a very large presence of folks from born in many other countries in the world. We are a surprising, urbane, sophisticated city, probably better known across the U.S. borders than across our state lines.
And you can get some of the best food in gay neighborhood of Melrose in Houston. It's a fabulous
Montrose.
Place. Montrose, that's right.
It would be Montrose.
Montrose,
yes.
That's right. Melrose is in L.A. Of course, my sister-in-law used to live down there in Houston. How much of your election represents the changes that are taking place in Houston? Your main opponent was an African-American. Certainly, there was a lot of divisive rhetoric in the campaign itself. I can hear in your voice there that it was an exhausting, long campaign.
It was a long and an exhausting campaign. The advantage for me is that I have been elected six consecutive times in the city of Houston prior to this. Voters were familiar with me, and they appreciated my honesty with them always. In this election, with the economy overshadowing everything else, coming out of the city controller's office gave me an added advantage. So the familiarity in troubled times, people want a figure they can trust. And I knew the numbers.
All right, so let's talk about the economy there in Houston. You've got a shortfall financially. What do you need from Washington? The president is meeting with a bunch of bank executives today. Maybe he should be meeting with mayors instead. What's your message for the president?
Mayors represent cities, which are the heart of America. And while Houston is probably better off financially than any other big city in America, simply because our local oil and gas economy sustained us longer, we're hurting like every other city. And, there was a lot of stimulus dollars programmed for cities, but to a large extent, the check is still in the mail. And we need that money to come down so that we can pay for the projects we need to do and put that money back to work in the economy through the multiplier effect of salaries.
You have a lot of political consolidation to do in the early going. You have some political battles with the vested interests there in Houston. Are you going to be able to both consolidate your power and take on some maybe big ideas? Mass transit is an issue in the Houston area. There are drainage issues in the Houston area, education in the Houston area. Are you going to be able to do those things?
I am going to do my best to keep as many balls in the air as I can. First task is balancing the city budget. We have some current very small gap to cover, but as revenues continue to decline, that challenge will be harder. We also have a serious understaffing issue in our Houston Police Department. I am focused on trying to find the money to recruit more police officers. Drainage is a long-term issue that I'm particularly interested in, but it's going to take a while for me to get to that one.
All right. Well, it's really interesting to hear how you tick off your agenda there. We're talking with Anise Parker, Comptroller and Mayor-elect of the city of Houston, Texas.
I was wondering what you think about the strategy, Ms. Mayor-elect, nationwide for getting civil rights and especially marriage rights for gays through referendum. It's a strategy that doesn't seem to have worked so far, and I'm wondering if you think there's a better way to go about it.
Well, I would challenge your assertion that that was a strategy that was put forward by the GLBT community. That was really a strategy imposed by those who wanted to block those kind of efforts. It was a preemptive strike, and it had a lot to do with presidential politics and what was going on in the national level. My focus has always been on the city of Houston. I present myself honestly to the voters, and I have a history of leadership in the GLBT community in my city and my state. But as a candidate, it is all about the city of Houston, and that's my priority.
Going forward, Mayor, what is the chance that this time, you know, in 2012, when we have another national presidential election, that the state of Texas electorally is going to look more like the city of Houston? What's the trend?
Well, our city and our state are changing demographically very, very rapidly. The Hispanic population in Texas is growing, and it's the largest demographic in the Houston area, and will soon be the majority in the state of Texas if it's not already. This upcoming census is going to be very interesting and challenging in a lot of ways. I believe we'll have a competitive governor's race in the state of Texas next year again. First time we've had one in a long time.
That's right.
And that may bring some renewed interest to Texas during the presidential campaign in 2 years after that.
Well, you've been doing a lot of media shots this morning live. What's the first order of business when you actually make it to City Hall?
I have not been able to spend enough time in the city controller's office over the last 2 weeks, so I have to get in there and get to work. I'm still on the taxpayer's payroll as controller, and I have a lot of things to move off my desk over the next few weeks. And then I will be meeting with my transition team to make sure that there is a smooth transition into the mayor's office.
All right. Well, thanks so much for speaking with us. Anise Parker is controller and now the mayor-elect of the city of Houston, Texas, the fourth largest city in America. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.